This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says it's putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's killing while in police custody 2 weeks ago, but warned reducing immunity for officers was a non-starter. The White House press secretary says administration plans to address protester concerns about police brutality were reaching, quote, final edits, end quote. She hoped they could be made public in, quote, the coming days. The U.S. state of New York is about to open up police discipline records. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will sign it into law, a measure that will no longer allow protection of files that had been kept secret under a controversial section of the state's civil rights law. It made law enforcement personnel records exempt from the state's Freedom of Information law. All of this comes on the heels of Felonese Floyd speaking to U.S. lawmakers Wednesday. He testified before the House Judiciary Committee asking them to stop police brutality. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago and whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging racial equality and police reform. The Judiciary Committee is examining national police reform proposals 1 day after Floyd's funeral. The panel prepares to shepherd sweeping Democratic legislation aimed at combating police violence and racial injustice to the floor by early July. There will be more hearings next week to prepare for a full House vote. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. Now, to the coronavirus. Globally, upwards of 415,000 people around the world have died from the coronavirus, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. The hardest hit country, the United States, has the most deaths at nearly 113,000. There are more than 7.3 million confirmed infections worldwide. This is VOA News. 50 relatives of virus victims have filed complaints over the handling of the pandemic in the first such legal group action in Italy. They're filed at the prosecutor's office in Bergamo, the city in northern Italy worst hit by the pandemic. In Azerbaijan, 19 staff in the president's office have tested positive, and another 13 cases are confirmed among employees at the Emergency Situations Ministry and the Labor Ministry. This is according to the Antivirus Task Force spokesperson there. A leading global economy group said Wednesday the COVID-19 pandemic has triggered the worst global recession in nearly a century, and things could get worse before they start to get better. Speaking at a news briefing in Paris, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development Secretary General painted a grim picture for the world, calling it the most severe global health, economic, and social crisis anyone alive today has ever seen. Wednesday, the Palestinian Authority refused a plane load of medical supplies from the United Arab Emirates to help fight coronavirus. Their reason? It was coordinated with Israel rather than with them. The Etihad Airways flight, which landed in Israel Tuesday, was the second airborne delivery of humanitarian cargo by the UAE that the Palestinians say they have turned down in a month. The Palestinian civil affairs minister said, "We refused to receive it because it was coordinated directly between Israel and them," referring to the UAE. Brazil's most populous state, Sao Paulo, reported a record number of COVID-19 deaths Wednesday for the second day in a row. This as its metropolis allowed shops to resume business and prepared to reopen its malls. Sao Paulo, the epicenter of the epidemic in Brazil, has a fourth of the country's total fatalities, the governor's office said. That did not stop shoppers flocking to the shopping district where around half of the businesses were open Wednesday. Security researchers say at least a dozen bogus contact tracing apps designed to look like official software to track coronavirus infections have been deployed globally to spread malware and steal user data. The researchers from a California-based firm say once the apps are installed on a device, they are, quote, designed to download and install malware, end quote, on devices and, quote, steal banking credentials and personal data, end quote. The company says the fake COVID-19 apps do not appear to be distributed through official channels, but rather are being spread through other apps, third-party stores, and websites that encourage downloads. Ford Motor Company said Wednesday it will recall more than 2 million U.S. vehicles with potentially faulty door latches. The second largest U.S. automaker said the recalled vehicles may not have had all door latches replaced or correctly replaced when repaired by dealerships in 2015 and 16. This is the